Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Talktainment Radio, worldwide sound. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard. You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
Alrighty, welcome to the second hour of TalkTainmentRadio.com's The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. We go where you go on the world's greatest radio. And you are in touch with The Compensatory Concept. I am your host, Mr. Bobby. And this is radio the way it should be heard. If you'd like to call in, you can by calling 877-932-9766. You can also Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. Daryl, I don't know if I'm going to get a chance to get to your email because, you see how the program goes. But I do thank you for emailing me, and I will try to get to it. Our program today is focusing on entertainment, the shortest of the nine areas of people activity in the compensatory code system content that Mr. Fuller has, and we've been focusing on that, and there have been calls concerning that. This person here was writing, so I guess you had said this, Mr. Fuller. I'm going to continue. He says, quote, women, and yes, I know that scares you, as you have expressed in the past, and then it's quoted in dark letters, lettering says, I wouldn't want to be around us if and when we get reparations. I could see it now. Black men sitting in the back of their white stretch limo, weed smoking coming out of both nostrils, with two nickel-plated 22s pointed out of both windows saying, I'll kill a N-word and pay for it. End of that quote. That was a memorable line, indeed, classic. However, Mr. Fuller, I and most black people in this country will be damned if we see this system of white supremacy dismantled and destroyed without us being justly and duly compensated beforehand. I don't want to hear about we'll get our just due in the afterlife. We've been hearing that nonsense from slave preachers for generations now. We want to thrive here on earth like most other groups have been able to do historically. They stole us and denied us and all else. So justice is repairing the damage first and foremost. That's not begging. That's stating and demanding how things will be. Then afterward, we can talk about becoming full universal man and universal woman and eliminating the system of white supremacy. White supremacy. Then he goes on. Mr. Fuller, what say you to that?
Well, I say that the person should say the things under victim's guarantee qualification. He or she is qualified to say that. To disagree. I ask for people to disagree with anything that anybody says that they disagree with. I mean, no one has solved the race problem. But I think that I might have been misunderstood when I said no reparations. I meant reparations, meaning a full repair job, but I said not a day when everybody lines up like it's a payday Jubilee time and receive cash money. Everybody walks away from a pay window that they have set up for black people for reparations. And they'll say, this is Reparations Day, all over the place, in every city, in every town. Go to the Reparations Center today and bring your ID and whatnot, and all you have already computerized it and whatnot, and you have your ID card, and you show your ID card, and you pick up your check. Now, I say that's not the way to do it. I wouldn't recommend it be done that way at all. Everybody cash their check, or everybody gets cash right there at the windows. They'll have soldiers there with guns and whatnot and cannon and whatnot to make sure that nobody makes off with it illegitimately, quote unquote. But everybody lines up and gets their money. I mean, and walk away from there with the cash money, a suitcase full of cash, each and every black person. Got maybe two or three suitcases. I mean, one up under each armpit and one in every hand, or they might have to cart it away in wheelbarrows. I don't know about the cash thing. But my position is a payday like that would be very unhealthy for everybody.
Okay.
Cash money.
Okay.
So what did I say? My recommendation was, why not do it the way, since racism is royalism, and royalty doesn't carry cash. Kings and queens don't carry cash. Kings and queens have everything that money will buy. So they don't carry. I've never heard of a queen in the modern days, or a king riding around fumbling for cash when they got ready to get something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they already had a castle. They were given a castle. They didn't have to go out and shop and buy a house. They were given a house, all right? Several houses. They call them manors or castles and whatnot.
Yes.
Because that's royalty.
Yes.
So even when people get all royalties, I mean, they pay them in cash and all like that. That's why they're called royalties. But I think that the cash system for reparations for the damage done to black people would not work at all, because that cash would just be all over the place and all kinds of ugly things would happen. I'm almost certain of that.
Okay.
I mean, I would hope that it wouldn't, but the information that I have tells me, and my perceptions tell me, that would be a total disaster.
Okay.
But if everything that has been taken away, what you might call a home, all right, that was taken away, everything that was stolen, you repair that by giving everybody what money will buy. Give them. And what's been taken away? They denied the slaves education. So you get education. See what I mean? We're going to need that anyway. Even if you had cash money, you're going to need education in order to know what to do with cash money. All right? So you should get free education. That would be a repair job. I call it the big four. Housing, transportation, education, and health care.
Okay.
Those are the big four.
All right.
And that's just for openness.
I just wrote
that. But you would automatically get that.
Okay.
All kind of health care, any kind of health care you need. Get all your teeth fixed. Get your eyes and all, like, all your family members. Get all of that. That would be the way of getting it. Cash money. What do you need with cash when you can get what cash will buy? Just like kings and queens.
Okay. That's true. For those of you, by the way, to make donations and they want to use electronic check, make it out to K&E World Network, LLC, E. Dozier, 625@gmail.com. Okay, we are speaking of entertainment, the third area of people, or excuse me, of, yeah, of people activity. And Mr. Fuller, at the very bottom of page 121 of the revised expanded edition is a very important statement that you made. Very last one, starting with explanation. Could you read that for those that don't have the book?
Yes, sir. It says explanation. When talking about entertainment.
Yes.
And you ask and answer following questions and whatnot. And I gave examples early on. But an explanation for some of the examples I gave is, it says here, during the existence of white supremacy, sports, and that's in parenthesis, the word sports, and entertainment, also in parenthesis,
quotations,
are two things that the white supremacists allow many non-white people to participate in. Sports, something called sports, and something called entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And the white supremacists allow many non-white people to participate in these sports and entertainment. And the non-white people who are allowed to participate in sports and entertainment should do their best to use those activities in a manner that will result in teaching and are learning how to produce, maintain, repair, store, and or transport something of constructive value that is wanted or needed that will fulfill a constructive purpose. In other words, and it continues, all so-called sports and entertainment should be intentionally designed to educate about methods of replacing non-justice with justice, and that such activity can be thought of as edutainment. Entertainment should be edutainment.
Yeah, and that's what you have for edutainment. Could you
you're
read
trying
that?
To attain
mm-hmm.
something, and you're trying to not just enter something, like entering a school and whatnot. Your entertainment should be edutainment. It should lead to edutainment. It should lead to something that's going to have a constructive result. All black entertainment, mm-hmm. when you walk away from it, you should say, you know something? I went to the theater today, and when I came out of there, or tonight, and I came out of there, and I learned something
mm-hmm.
that could really help me to do this, that, and other.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did.
Okay.
See, in other words, all so-called black entertainment in the future should be attached to lessons
yes.
that you can learn.
Okay.
I mean, a song
mm-hmm.
that you write
okay.
has loaded with lessons that you can learn that can help you in the future.
Yes.
Not do a whole lot of non-constructive or silly or stupid stuff, I mean, which is what so-called black entertainment has consisted been consisted of for too long.
Okay, now, these last two little paragraphs I want you to read in particular. He's not a friend of mine, but I think this would do him good if Antonio Brown of the Oakland Raiders would read this, really the whole thing on entertainment. But those last two paragraphs, as long as white supremacy exists.
And that's on page 122. It
yes,
says,
sir.
As long as white supremacy exists, do not think, speak, or act as if being praised for your abilities in sports and entertainment means that you are valued
mm.
as a so-called human being.
Mm.
I'm going to say that again.
Yes.
As long as white supremacy exists, do not think, speak, or act as if being praised for your abilities in sports and entertainment means that you are valued as a so-called human being, quote, unquote.
In the last paragraph?
What many white people see when they look at non-white people performing in sports and entertainment is not a person, but a strange, exotic, fascinated animal, creature, possibly worthy of being sheltered, fed, groomed, decorated, petted, and proudly paraded at the end of a gilded leash.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
That's what a lot of white people see when they look at a black entertainer in the system of white supremacy.
Yes. This is why we wanted to focus in on entertainment in the system of racism, white supremacy, because I think that point is not being illustrated enough to understand what you're looking at and what's going on. Historically, and Mr. Fuller, you may know something about this, fighting or contests have gone on for ages, but in this concept called the United States, the plantation owners used to put slaves of one plantation against the other in games, just as this has described, for entertainment purposes. And they would bring food to that sometime and watch it and groom these slaves or players or bucks for whatever the contest was. That also led to that word that I don't like to use, but it's called picking. You know what the other part is. But this is what they did. And then they made it into a business. Then they gambled on it. So-and-so plantation, you know, got so much money. Then they formed leagues on it. That's the way, when I look at the National Football League, for example, that's what I see. I don't really see it as sport. I don't, even though they call it sport. I don't see it as sport. What do you see it as, Mr. Fuller?
Well, when it's white people doing it, I mean, that's one thing. When it's black people, it's always. Because when you see that black face, that's a uniform. That's a prison uniform.
Mm-hmm.
They say, oh, that's the subject class person. Doesn't make any difference what a black person is doing, whether they're climbing a pole or they're throwing a ball around or bouncing a ball or whether they're climbing a mountain. I mean, that's an animal. That's an animal that has mountain climbing ability. But it's an animal. It's not a person. It's a thing.
Yes.
It's some type of creature. It's you know, a zombie, whatever you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
but it's not a human being.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something that resembles that. And so you can parade them around. In fact, you can put them in all kind of beautiful clothing.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to remember, they do the same thing with dog shows.
Come on now.
They groom that dog.
Yes.
I mean, they pet that dog. They give that dog a golden leash. I mean, you know, it's got a leash around his neck.
Yes.
But it's made out of gold.
Yes.
I mean, expensive gold, but it's a leash on a dog.
Mm.
We need to think about that.
Yes. Yes. Break it down. Yes, I like that. Talk Entertainment Radio is a 24/7 no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's three that I'm going to share with you. Let's do this one. New Money with Drew and Janae. The Quay Morgan Hill Show with Quay Morgan Hill. Very funny lady. And also Talking Sports with Mr. Bobby, Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby. Matter of fact, we discussed Antonio Brown on the sports show last night. But here's the thing. All these shows are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com, and all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage and click on programs, and there is a list of the programs that are there, and you can sample them and see if you like it or if you don't like it. But you're not going to know it unless you sample it. That and more. All that from TalkTainmentRadio.com. That is radio the way it should be heard. Okay, my name is Mr. Bobby. I am the host or the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And we are discussing entertainment here, the third area of people activity. And we invite your calls at 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. This comes from Jason. He says this, Mr. Fuller. He says, Mr. Fuller, Why do you keep saying all problems can be solved through questions and answers when the biggest problem is racism, when the biggest problem, racism, white supremacy, still exists?
Not enough questions and answers. Not even enough questions, not to say anything about answers. People don't ask questions about racism. How many discussions consist of racism? I mean, until just recently, a lot of white people are saying it, so therefore, a lot of black people take that as a cue that, oh, yes, well, now I can get back to talking about racism, because it seems like a whole lot of white people are talking about white supremacy, using that term. That's a term I hadn't been hearing down through the years at all. At all. I've been using it, and a few other black people, just very few, like Dr. Frances Cress Welsin and whatnot, that she would talk about it. I would talk about it. A few other people, even when we have been on the podium, have mentioned the term white supremacy. Now you hear a lot of black people on television using the term white supremacy. Why? Because we take our cues from white people. I understand it. I'm not criticizing it or anything. I'm just saying we don't take an interest in anything until it looks like we're getting some type of cue from white people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's natural. That's normal for prisoners of war of the system of white supremacy anyway. You always, you know, victims of racism or victims of anything can identify with the people who are victimizing them.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they know that the people who are victimizing them have one thing that they don't have. And what is that? Power.
All righty.
That's how you get victimized.
That's how you get victimized.
You're powerless.
Mm-hmm. Okay, another Gmail from Mr. Weston. He says this. My question, Mr. Fuller, is this. What does it say about white people in general when they're willing to raise more than $100,000 for Daniel Pantaleo, the New York Police Department officer who choked Eric Garner to death live on camera? He was just reluctantly fired by the NYPD after 5 years of protest and more, yet still these people raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for him. We don't see fired teachers, firefighters, doctors, or any other profession receive this kind of love from the public. So what does that say about people we live amongst and their unconditional love of police?
Well, I don't have anything against police, but if a so-called police officer is really a race soldier, there's a serious problem with that. Police are politicians. It's all in the same ballpark. Police, politician, P-O-L, police, politician, polite. A police officer is polite, all right? I mean, they say protect and serve. That's what it's supposed to be about. And you don't do anything beyond that other than protecting and serving people who need to be protected and people who need to be served. But then some people put on a uniform and a badge and wear a gun and some handcuffs of some type and carry a baton sometimes, and they're really not police officers according to the code. They are race soldiers. They are imposters. They are pretending to be something that they are not. And so you have to take each case by case rather than speak of them in general. And I always tell people that. Don't say, that you're anti-police or that the police are doing damage to black people and that the police are black people's enemies. You don't do that. You say race soldiers are the enemies of black people. And race soldiers, some of them sometimes don't even carry guns or anything like that, but they're still race soldiers. Why? Because every white supremacist is a race soldier. It, you know, people that don't believe in firearms at all, I mean, don't carry one and don't own one, who are white, but they believe in white supremacy and they practice white supremacy. So they're race soldiers too, all right, in the general sense, but the ones that carry guns and do things that they shouldn't do, like murder someone, all right, under the guise of being police officers, they are the, you might call, the spear point of race soldiering. And that's the term that I made up for them, to distinguish between race soldiers and police officers. You've got two type of law enforcement people, race soldiers and police officers, and you don't get the two confused at all. A race soldier is a racist, a white supremacist. A police officer is a person who does his or her best to produce justice, meaning guaranteeing that no person is mistreated and guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help. That's the duty of a police officer. Anybody who doesn't fulfill that does not deserve to wear that title, because that title does not fit. They are not police officers. There's no such thing as police brutality. A police officer is not brutal. A race soldier is.
All righty. Y'all heard it right there. Okay, Mr. Fuller, let's see here. We're still on entertainment. Page 127, right in the middle of the page, when you go into the explanation according to compensatory logic, those two paragraphs, that one and the one that is bold, help to end hypocrisy. Page 127?
Page 127, right, and where?
Right in the middle where it says explanation, then you go on to say according to compensatory logic, and then the paragraph right underneath it in bold print.
Yes. Okay. Starting with explanation.
Yes, sir.
It says, according to compensatory logic, every song, story, dance, picture, or poem should have a message that causes a person to think, speak, and act constructively.
Yes.
Now that's saying a mouthful.
Right there.
That's saying a mouthful about entertainment. Right there. I mean, that capsulizes all entertainment for black people in 2019 and going forward. According to compensatory logic, every song, every story, and that includes all the people that write books and whatnot, fiction novels and et cetera. Every dance, if you're going to get out on the stage and do some kind of dance, or just dance yourself, every picture, every poem should have a message. A dance should have a message. A song should have a message. A picture should have a message. And that message should cause a person to think, speak, and act constructively. And that is every person that witnesses or participates in that dance, that story, that picture, that poem writing, whatever it is, or entertainment, it should have a constructive message that has a constructive effect on the way people think, speak, and act.
Okay, got to break it there. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We're going to have Mr. Fuller read two more paragraphs on this page here, and more of your phone calls here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
The Urban Culture Arts Foundation presents Baba Shanga Obadina Pakati on Sunday, August the 18th from 4 to 7 and Saturday, August the 24th from 2 to 5. All events will occur in the William H. Thomas Out Rally at 1270 Bryden Road. For more information, call 614-252-7525 or 614-745-1753.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linco today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence Magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward, doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. Go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. I am Mr. Bobby, the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., and our subject today is entertainment in the system of racism, white supremacy. You need to understand what exactly is it, as Mr. Fuller has been describing all throughout this program. But as you well know, he also is taking questions and listening to VGQs and all other things. It's basically an open forum, but that's been our focus today. And some good information. I know I would hope that certain people would get this, and anybody that knows somebody that knows Antonio Brown, maybe he should look at this as a suggestion to some of the tactics that he's, you know, been doing. He's only going to last for so long. Age is going to catch him, but understand where he's at and how people look at him. But that's just me. That, you know, maybe he doesn't feel that way, and maybe he feels that he is all that. Maybe he is all that. I don't know. But anyway, Mr. Fuller has been answering questions, and Mr. Fuller, we are on page 126, right under that, when it says help to end hypocrisy. Could you read that, please, sir, or explain that there?
Page 126?
Yes, right. No, page 127.
127.
Right, mm-hmm, right under the explanation, then you went to, in bold lettering, help.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
It says, page 127 of the revised expanded edition of the textbook, it says, help to end hypocrisy in regards to nudity and entertainment. Help to end hypocrisy in regards to nudity and entertainment. Now, what's the relationship between entertainment and nudity? Well, when a person says that he or she has posed or danced nude with the intention of being seen by others, according to the code here, it says you ask them what was the ultimate purpose for doing so. You also ask for examples of such activity having produced constructive thought, speech, or action.
Okay.
You see a person dancing nude or posing nude, well, everything is either constructive or non-constructive. So it comes down to why are you doing it, and the people who are looking at it, why are they looking, and what is the result supposed to be? Because everything that all people do, under all circumstances, mm-hmm, in this world of turmoil and
mm-hmm
chaos,
mm-hmm,
is supposed to produce thought, speech, and our action that has what? a constructive result.
Mm-hmm.
So in the field of entertainment, somebody's, you know, engaging in some type of nudity, public nudity or whatever, or dance nude with the intention of being seen by others, ask them what is the ultimate purpose for doing so.
Yes, sir.
And don't interfere with the answer and don't argue about the answer. Just ask.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get your answer
from
the people who do it.
Okay. Let's take a phone call here. Caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Hello. Good morning, Mr. Fuller, Mr. Bobby.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Fuller, I wanted to ask you, since you were talking about sports and entertainment, a lot of people will make comments and say, black people run the sports and entertainment. And what they mean by that is when you look at the football league and the basketball league, it's mostly black athletes. And when you look at the music business, according to a new study, rap music is the biggest genre and it's the most profitable genre. So what people say is that if we pulled out and say started our own record label, started our own football league, started our own basketball league, pretty much we don't need them, which is 100% true. But I know that we're under the system of white supremacy. So my question is that possible that we can pull out of these record labels and pull out from these leagues and start our own?
Well, I go back to the basic principle. According to the code, we're prisoners of war. So it's no such thing as black people having anything of their own as prisoners of war. According to what? Neely Fuller? No, according to evidence and logic, we are either under the system of white supremacy or we are not. And if we get what we call something, our own communities, our own section of town, that's an illusion. It always has been an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
We are assigned where we go.
Yes, sir.
The non-white people of this planet, wherever we happen to be. I mean, the Indians along the so-called Trail of Tears and marching in Oklahoma or dragging in Oklahoma and whatnot. I mean, that was because the white supremacists decided, hey, you're getting out of Alabama and Florida and Georgia, and you go into a place that's, you know, have barren land and a place that we don't want to be in at this particular time, until later on they discovered there's a wall there, and then they came there and took that. So that's the white supremacist pattern. So this thing of black people having anything of our own in the system of white supremacy, that's why I say that's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and to have... That's a thing that we have in our mind, that somehow we can have our own this and our own that. You don't own anything. No person owns anything when he or she does not own himself or herself.
Exactly.
In other words, when you are subject to other people, directly or indirectly, in any area of activity, you do not own anything. There's nothing that you can call your own.
Exactly. Mr. Fuller, not that you need verifying, but what you just said about that is true in regard to the term redlining. Now, if people don't know what that is, I would strongly suggest that you understand what they did to us in terms of redlining, and then you will see that what Mr. Fuller just said is absolutely the truth. Remember, we're talking about the truth. This isn't made up or some game. This is the truth. Redlining. Check that out. Just check it out and see what they did to you. Yeah. Before we take that go to your book, Mr. Fuller. On page 126, almost at the very top, it says about, could you start there where it says, if you are experiencing much luxury?
Yes. If you are experiencing much luxury and much comfort and having lots of fun within the system of white supremacy, do not allow such experiences to interfere with or to take the place of you thinking, speaking, and acting with the intention of ending racism, white supremacy. Do not allow such experiences. If you have a lot of luxury and a lot of comfort, and if you're having a lot of fun, do not allow these experiences to interfere with or to take the place of you thinking, speaking, and acting with the intention of ending white supremacy and replacing it with justice. In other words, fighting racism, getting rid of racism, doing what you can to think, speak, and act against it, and replacing it with a better system, which would be justice, should be your priority regardless of what your circumstances are.
Now, under explanation, Mr. Fuller, this is one statement, those three little paragraphs, that have upset people, but you can verify that. Explanation of what you just said.
Well, the explanation for what I just said is the system of white supremacy is the greatest and most powerful expression of injustice among the people of the known universe.
Mm-hmm.
So as the smartest and most powerful people, the white supremacists know how to practice injustice in such a manner as to provide some of that victim with much luxury, comfort, and fun.
Continue.
And experiences of luxury, comfort, and fun within the system of white supremacy is no reason and no excuse for not thinking, speaking, and acting to end white supremacy.
And the last line?
As long as white supremacy exists, all luxury, comfort, fun, entertainment, thrills, parties, and or relaxation should be for the direct or indirect purpose of ending white supremacy and replacing it with justice.
Right there is what I'm talking about.
In other words, when you're entertaining yourself and all like that, you should have it in your mind. All of this entertainment that I'm having is supposed to be designed to end racism and replacing racism with something better, and that something better would only be one thing, justice.
Okay.
And what is justice? Guaranteeing that no person is mistreated and guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help in every area of activity.
Yes, sir.
If you don't have those two elements, you don't have justice.
Right. Now, I had Mr. Fuller, my brothers and sisters, read that because these are examples that he has put in the book that he is going to describe right now. Mr. Fuller, go ahead and speak to your book.
Okay, examples?
No. We're going to speak to your book, how we can get the book. Yeah.
Oh, you can get the book by going to producejustice.com, the book that I'm reading from. Go to producejustice.com, and it's segmented, and I used to use the word divided, but it's really not a division.
Mm-hmm.
All of these so-called divisions are really segments, and they're all interwoven one with the other.
Yes, sir.
Areas of activity. I call the nine areas of activity. And they are listed as economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. And it makes suggestions in each one of those areas of activity of, hopefully, the best thing to do in various circumstances if you're a victim of racism, a prisoner of war of the system of racism, here on the planet Earth in 2019 or any other time. And what you can do, suggestions about what you can do in each one of those areas of activity as an individual person, and the things not to do, the things that will work and the things that won't work in your best interest or in the interest of others who have constructive things in mind.
Yes, sir.
Results in mind.
Yes, sir.
And all of these areas of activity blend one into the other. What you do in the field of entertainment affects what you do in the field of religion or sex,
mm-hmm,
or labor.
You're all connected,
or economics,
right?
And on and on and on.
Yes, sir.
What you do in the area of religion affects what you do in the area of education,
mm-hmm,
and in economics and in labor. All of these areas, they're not divided. They blend into one with the other.
They're interconnected, aren't they, Mr.
They're
Ford?
Interconnected.
Mm-hmm.
They're interconnected all the time, 24/7. So you say that, you hear people sometimes make the expression, well, you can't mix religion with politics. Now, what is politics? Politics is people relations, interaction between people, arrangements between people. That's politics. What is religion? A strong belief backed up by action. So you're going to tell me, anybody tell me, using logic, that religion doesn't have anything to do with people? If it has to do with people, that's politics. So politics and religion are intertwined. You can't have one without the other.
Exactly.
In order to have a religion, you have to have people.
Exactly.
People, you know, people have religions, all right? People say that they have religions. I'm a person, and I have a religion. Well, does your religion have anything to do with people? That's the question. Yes or no? Does your religion have anything, directly or indirectly, to do with people? And if the answer is yes, well, that's political.
There you go.
So what is politics? Interaction between people.
Yes, sir.
Any kind of interaction. That's all politics is. That's all it ever was.
And where can we get the book?
Go to producejustice.com.
Okay.
And the method for ordering will be there.
All righty. It might be the last Gmail. I don't know. Anyway, this is from Eli. Says this, Mr. Fuller, the 20th of this month, August, so-called marked 400 years in captivity in the USA, counting from what they said to have started in 1619. Mr. Fuller, do you think whom you call the Creator, he's a he, is turning his judgments on the system of white supremacy? There are several scriptures mentioning this 400 years and explaining the purpose of white supremacy as serving the very same purpose that Egypt, supremacy of their time, did under Pharaoh. It was to show off his might as he used Moses to deliver them through miracles. The Lord keeps mentioning what he has done for the chosen people constantly, especially in the Old Testament. VGQ, you are truly blessed to witness his judgments hastened upon white supremacy, even if you both don't agree or realize it. Give the King James Version of the Bible a read and make sure you are prepared. Coming from, he says, now informed POW. So is the Creator turning his judgments on the system of white supremacy, Mr. Fuller?
My answer is, I don't know. I don't know what the Creator's plan is. different religions say different things. I've heard some preachers, Christian ministers, say that nothing is going to get straightened out on this planet until the second coming of Jesus. Then there are other people of other religions say that's a bunch of nonsense, and they're not buying into that, and that they're not buying into some Jesus being some kind of savior. There are all kinds of religions all over the world, and people argue and fight among Christians themselves. People that call themselves Christians, they fight, argue, fuss, sometimes kill each other.
Yes.
Hit each other over the head with the Bible about what certain passages mean and don't mean. And from what I'm hearing in news all the, you know, from time to time, is that in all religions, Hinduism, Islam, people who call themselves Muslims fight each other, and yet they say they are Muslims. And that, you know, one Muslim say, well, you know, well, my brand of Islam is different from your brand, and let's get it on, let's fight about that. And so they fight, they kill each other. And Christians, you know, they had what they called the Crusades, I understand. And they didn't agree with other people's religions and whatnot. And even though I've heard many a preacher say that thou shalt not kill, well, all of those knights in shining armor and all like that, and King Richard, I heard about some king named Richard who went on some crusade. I think that's who it was. And what was the crusade? I'm fighting in the name of the cross. Well, what do you mean fighting? You taking some Bibles along and whatnot? No, I'm taking swords. I'm going to chop off some heads. Because people are not worshiping like I say people should worship. They're not doing it the way that it ought to be done. And I don't like their brand. I mean, you know, they should take my brand. King Richard. See what I mean? So I heard this. I may not be getting the details of the story correct, and chances are I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard all kinds of seen all kinds of confusion.
Yes, sir.
In religion. So in a short answer to that question that I was just asked, I don't know what God has in mind when God does certain things or allows certain things to be done. All I can say is it's being done.
Wow. Okay. Wow. All righty. Mr. Fuller, have you heard of the book Black Boy by Richard Wright? Was written in 1945.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
I read that book.
Mm-hmm.
And that book is a book that I would recommend.
Okay.
It's a novel. It's also another one by Richard Wright. Read a couple of more. One is called White Man Listen. I recommend that people read that. That's a very obscure Richard Wright book called White Man Listen! Exclamation point. That's the title of the book.
Mm-hmm.
White Man Listen. And then there's another called Eight Men, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Eight Men by Richard Wright. It's eight stories about eight black males in different settings.
Yes.
Back when he was coming up. Some of it's supposed to have been based on true stories.
Yes, sir.
And whatnot, but they are basically novels.
Yes, sir.
Or short stories. Eight Men.
Okay.
But White Man Listen is Richard Wright himself.
All right.
Talking about the racial situation. It's a very interesting book, very obscure.
Well, on next week's program, we're going to start off, hopefully, with that book or some more explanation on that, Black Boy by Richard Wright. Okay, Mr. Fuller, the callers, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Fuller. Thank you, callers. You guys were outstanding. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. Thank you, Mr. Fuller.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.